Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Maimer by Avram Goldar and Dinner Masechas Avodah Zorah Daf Vav. The first parak lifnei Eidehen. The Zichu Masechas Avodah Zorah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks why doing business with idolaters is prohibited before their festivals. Is it mishum harvacha, because of the profit he gains for which he'll praise his foreign god and mention its name? Or is it mishum livnei iver lotita mikshol, because of the prohibition of before a blind person you shall not place a stumbling block, meaning facilitating the idolater's sin by selling him an animal he will use for sacrifice? A nafkamin is if the idolater already has an animal. He still profits through this transaction, but it would not violate livnei iver since he already has an animal to sacrifice. The Gemara objects and attempts to prove that one violates livnei iver by facilitating an avera, even where the transgressor could have done it on his own. Rabbi Nassan taught Shul Yoshid Adam Koshal Yain Linazar that one may not pass a cup of wine to a Nazar, nor an Ever Minachai to Bnei Noach, even though the person could take it for himself. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Nassan's case is Betray Avri de Nahara, where the two people are on two sides of a river, and the transgressor cannot reach the prohibited item without assistance. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Nasav Nasav Mai, if one did business with an idolater in violation of the rabbinic prohibition, what is the halacha? Are the proceeds prohibited in benefit? Rabbi Yochanan said, Nasav Nasav Aser, if he did forbidden business, the proceeds are prohibited. Reish Lakish says they are permitted after the fact. Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish from a brisa teaching that regarding idolatrous festivals, the proceeds from prohibited business transactions are forbidden. The Gemara assumes the Braisa includes transactions made before the festival, refuting Reish Lakish, but answers that the Braisa means to specifically prohibit proceeds of transactions done on the festival itself, and Reish Lakish agrees they're prohibited. Another Braisa supports Reish Lakish. It first states that doing business is only prohibited but davar miskayim, with an item which will last until the festival, but perishable items, which will not last, are permitted. It then adds that even for a durable item, Nasam Nasam Mutter, if he already did business with them, the proceeds are permitted. Another Braisa adds that one may not buy perishable items from them. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda permitted collecting debts from idolaters because it upsets them. The Chachamim respond that although it upsets them now, he rejoices afterwards. The Gemara asks, does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with this reasoning? But Rabbi Yehuda prohibited a woman to apply lime to her skin on Chol HaMoed, mifnei shenivhula, because it currently defaces her, which is forbidden on Chol HaMoed, and the improvement to her appearance will only occur after Yantav. However, he permits applying lime that she'll be able to peel off in Chol HaMoed, because afal pisha mitzera akshav, although it distresses her now, samechi hilach zman, she rejoices at a later time when she removes it. This proves Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim's logic. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, Hanach lehilchos mod, leave the laws of Chol HaMoed, because all activities permitted in Chol HaMoed are Meitzar Akshav Sameach Lachar Zman, for example, shechting or other bothersome food preparation. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees regarding Chol HaMoed. Rabina answers that Rabbi Yehuda generally agrees with the Chachamim's logic, but holds an idolater remains upset about paying a loan, having hoped he would never repay it. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara asks why doing business with idolaters is prohibited before their festivals. Is it mishum harvacha, because of the profit he gains, for which he'll praise his foreign god and mention its name? Or is it mishum livnei iver lotita mikshol, because of the prohibition of before a blind person you shall not place a stumbling block, meaning facilitating the idolater's sin by selling him an animal he will use for sacrifice? A nafkamin is if the idolater already has an animal. He still profits through this transaction, but it would not violate livnei iver since he already has an animal to sacrifice. The Gemara objects and attempts to prove that one violates livnei iver by facilitating an avera, even where the transgressor could have done it on his own. Rabbi Nassan taught Shul Yoshid Adam Koshal Yain Linazar that one may not pass a cup of wine to a Nazar, nor an Ever Minachai to Bnei Noach, even though the person could take it for himself. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Nassan's case is Betray Avri de Nahara, where the two people are on two sides of a river, and the transgressor cannot reach the prohibited item without assistance. Point number two, the Gemara asks, Nasav Nasav Mai, if one did business with an idolater in violation of the rabbinic prohibition, what is the halacha? Are the proceeds prohibited in benefit? Rabbi Yochanan said, Nasav Nasav Aser, if he did forbidden business, the proceeds are prohibited. Reish Lakish says they are permitted after the fact. Rabbi Yochanan challenged Reish Lakish from a brisa teaching that regarding idolatrous festivals, the proceeds from prohibited business transactions are forbidden. The Gemara assumes the brisa includes transactions made before the festival, refuting Reish Lakish, but answers that the brisa means to specifically prohibit proceeds of transactions done on the festival itself, and Rish Lakish agrees, they're prohibited. Another braisa supports Rish Lakish. It first states that doing business is only prohibited but davar miskayim, with an item which will last until the festival, but perishable items which will not last are permitted. It then adds that even for a durable item, nasim mutter, if he already did business with them, the proceeds are permitted. Another braisa adds that one may not buy perishable items from them. And point number three, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda permitted collecting debts from idolaters because it upsets them. The Chachamim respond that although it upsets them now, he rejoices afterwards. The Gemara asks, does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with this reasoning? But Rabbi Yehuda prohibited a woman to apply lime to her skin on Chol HaMoed, mifnei shenivhula, because it currently defaces her, which is forbidden on Chol HaMoed, and the improvement to her appearance will only occur after Yantav. However, he permits applying lime that she'll be able to peel off in Chol HaMoed because afo pisha metzera akshav, although it distresses her now, samechi hilach zman, she rejoices at a later time when she removes it. This proves Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Chachamim's logic. Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak answered, hanach lehilchos mod, leave the laws of Chol HaMoed, because all activities permitted in Chol HaMoed are metzera akshav samech lach zman. For example, shechting or other bothersome food preparation. So Rabbi Yehuda agrees regarding Chol HaMoed. Rabina answers that Rabbi Yehuda generally agrees with the Chachamim's logic, but holds an idolater remains upset about paying a loan, having hoped he would never repay it. All right, so now we got our siman Dav Vav, and our standard siman is a sword, because a Vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. When the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, he put the money aside never to be used, and sent an invoice to collect the debt from a goy who would eventually be happy when it was paid off. Once again, it's slow motion. When the sword dealer, that must be on Dav Vav. When the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, why doing business with idolaters is prohibited before their festivals? Is the Mishum Harvocha because of the profit he gains, for which he'll praise his foreign god and mention its name? Or is Mishum Ifnei Iver Lotitan Mikshol because of the prohibition before a blind person you shall not place a stumbling block, meaning facilitating the idolater's sin by selling him an animal he'll use for a sacrifice? A nafkamina is if the idolater already has an animal. He still profits through this transaction, but it would not violate Lifnei Iver since he already has an animal to sacrifice. So when the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, he put the money aside, never to be used, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Nasim Mai, if one did business with an idolater in violation of the rabbinic prohibition, what is the halacha? Are the proceeds prohibited in benefit? Rabbi Yochanan said, Nasim Asur, if he did forbidden business, the proceeds are prohibited. Reish Lakish says, they're permitted after the fact. So when the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, he put the money aside never to be used and sent an invoice to collect a debt from a goy who would eventually be happy when it was paid off. Which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda permitted collecting debts from idolaters because it upsets them. The Chachamim responded that although it upsets him now, he rejoices afterwards. The Gemara asks, does Rabbi Yehuda disagree with this reasoning based on a case regarding a woman applying lime to her skin on Chol HaMoed? Rabina answers that Rabbi Yehuda generally agrees with the Chachamim's logic, but holds an idolater remains upset about paying a loan, having hoped he would never repay it. So once again, when the sword dealer wrongly sold the sword to a goy before his festival, causing the goy to thank his idol for a great deal, he put the money aside, never to be used, and sent an invoice to collect a debt from a goy who would eventually be happy when it was paid off. All right, so now it's time for four blabach hazara. Dab Beis. So the Simran Dab Beis is a bias, a house. So here goes. The idol worshippers who were distressed at the Jewish loan house, that must be on Dab Beis, bias. The idol worshippers who were distressed at the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, which reminds us, the first Mishnah begins, Lifnei Den Shalov de Chochavim Shoshi Yamim, during 3 days before the festivals of idol worshippers, it's forbidden to do business with them, to lend them or borrow from the articles, to lend them or borrow from them money, or to pay them or accept payment from them for a debt. This is because the idolater is likely to praise his God for any benefits he experiences within 3 days of his festival. So the idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be osik in Torah, which reminds the nations will come in the future to receive reward for the Torah. The Roman Empire will speak first because it's the most prominent nation and say that they built marketplaces and bathhouses and accumulated great wealth in gold and silver and declare, "Bechulam olasinu el bishvil Yisrael," and we did all these only for the sake of Yisrael, "kedeshi yisasku b'Torah," so that they would be able to occupy themselves in learning Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Shotin Shiba Olam, fools of the world, Kol Ma She'asisim L'tzorach Atzmechem Asisim. Everything you did for your own purposes. You built markets to establish zonos there, and bathhouses to indulge yourselves in, and the gold and silver is mine. So the idol worshippers who were distressed that the Jewish loan house was closed 3 days before their holiday, making them unable to borrow money to finance the roads so the Jews could be osik in Torah, were wondering why there was a mountain hanging over the Yidden and not over them, which reminds us the nations in the future will protest that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never kopel hem har gegigis. He never held a mountain over their heads like a vat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded that they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, which they did accept. Daf Gimel, so the Simran Daf Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So here goes. The two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan riding on camels. Camels? That must mean we're on Daf Gimel. Gamal, camel. The two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan riding on camels to testify that the Jews kept the Torah, which reminds us, after the nations are told they did not even keep the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, they ask if Klal Yisrael did keep the Torah. After they reject the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could testify for Klal Yisrael, nor could the heavens and earth testify for them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells the nations, Michem yavo v'yayidu behen Yisrael, from among yourselves, witnesses will come and testify about Yisrael that they kept the entire Torah. Let Nimrod testify that Avram did not worship Avodah Zorah, and let Lavan testify that Yaakov was not guilty of theft, and let Potiphar's wife testify that Yosef was not guilty of sin. So the two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan riding on camels to testify the Jews kept the Torah arrived at a sukkah just as furious goyim stormed out kicking it in anger because the sun made it unbearably hot. Which reminds us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the nations a mitzvah kala, which is sukkah, but they kick it when leaving it because it became very hot. So the two men dressed up as Nimrod and Lavan riding on camels to testify that the Jews kept the Torah arrived at a sukkah just as furious goyim stormed out, kicking it in anger because the sun made it unbearably hot, while nearby a man in a fish costume lay dying in the blazing sun, which reminds us, Shmuel quoted the pasuk with Tasa Adam Kikdei HaYom, you made man like the fish of the sea and asked why man is compared to a fish. This teaches that just as the fish of the sea, Kaven shall only yabashim yad mesim, as soon as they go up on dry land, they immediately die, so too with man, Kaven shall portion medivrei Torah mina mitzvahs miyad mesim, as soon as they separate themselves from Torah and mitzvahs, they spiritually die. Daf Dalad, so the Simur Daf Dalad is a Delad, a door, so here goes. By the door, that must be on Daf Dalad, Delad, door. By the door to Olam Haba, where a rooster pecking at coins used to slowly pay up a debt, which reminds us, we learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes Yisrael like the pecking of a hen, meaning piecemeal. Rabbi Yalbo explained with a mushel, someone will collect a debt from his friend little by little, but all at once from his enemy. So by the door to Olam Haba, where a rooster pecking at coins used to slowly pay up a debt, was being watched by a Gentile prophet waiting for his crown to turn white at the expected time, which reminds us, the Gemara teaches that Bilam knew the rega, the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu informs Klal Yisrael that he didn't get angry during the times that Bilam was trying to curse. So, by the door to Olam Haba, where a rooster pecking at coins used to slowly pay up a debt, was being watched by a Gentile prophet, waiting for its crown to turn white at the expected time, a sign informed a Yid eager to get in to keep doing mitzvahs today, for tomorrow he'll enter and receive his reward. Which reminds us, the Gemara quotes four teachings of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, two of which were quoted in the previous daf. In the first, he darshans the pasuk, Asher anochim mitzavcha hayom la'asosam, you shall keep the mitzvahs which I command you today to perform them, to teach, hayom la'asosam v'lo l'machar la'asosam. Today, in this world, is made to perform the mitzvahs, but not tomorrow, meaning in Olam Haba. Additionally, hayom la'asosam v'lo hayom l'itoscharon, today is made to perform them, but today is not for taking the reward for performing them. Daf Hay, so the Simur Daf Hay is hay or a haystack. So here goes. The Yachid and Rabim who sat on haystacks, that must be on Daf Hay. The Yachid and Rabim who sat on haystacks were their true lesson from a king teaching about the ego, which reminds us, David HaMelech and Klal Yisrael only did their deeds, referring to Batsheva and the Chet HaEgel, to serve as models of tshuva for a Yachid and Sibur. So the Yachid and the Rabim, who sat on haystacks for the tshuva lesson from a king teaching about the ego, writing thank you notes to those who sinned and didn't live forever, which reminds us, Reish Lakish said, Bo v'nachzik tov avosinu, come let us show gratitude to our forefathers who worship the ego, Shimal hinul chatu, anu banu olam. For if they had not sinned, we would not have come into the world. The Gemara proves that people would have had children, and therefore explains that it would be kamishu banu olam, as if we did not come into the world. For if they would have lived forever, we would have been utterly insignificant relative to them. So the Yachid and Rabim who sat on haystacks for their tshuva lesson from a king teaching about the ego, writing thank you notes to those who sinned and didn't live forever. We're distracted by a farmer warning them not to shech the calf until tomorrow because he already sold the mother today, which reminds us the Gemara discusses when animals are purchased to be used for sacrifice versus for meat. A Mishnah teaches that on 4 days of the year, the day before Shmini Atzeres, Erev Pesach, Erev Shavuos, and Erev Rosh Hashanah, when many people purchase animals for meat, a seller must notify the purchaser if he sold that animal's mother or offspring that day, so he'll know not to shech this animal until the day after because of the prohibition of Oso Vesbeno. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn that a Shomer's carbon ashram liability is for when his false shvua saved him from paying? That's on daf memtes. Good. Number two, which daf do you discuss if the business prohibition with a goy is mishum harvacho or mishum lifnei iver? That's on daf vav. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that hayom, today, is made to perform the mitzvahs, but today is not for taking the schar for performing them? That's on daf Dalet. Good. Number four, which daf do we discuss if one did prohibited business with an idolater, are the proceeds prohibited? That's on daf vav. Good. Number five, which daf do we learn why man is compared to a fish? That's on daf gimel. Good. Number six, which daf do we learn that a Kosh Baruch Hu gave the nations a mitzvah kala, the mitzvah sukkah, but they kick it when leaving it because it became hot? That's on daf gimel. Good. Number seven, which daf do we learn that Davin and Klal Yisrael only did their deeds to serve as models of tshuva for a yachid and the rabim? That's on daf hey. Good. Number eight, which daf do we discuss the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rav Yehuda regarding when a goy repays his loan, whether he rejoices afterwards? That's on daf vav. Good. Number nine, which daf do we learn that during 3 days before the festivals of Ovdei Avodah Zorah, it's usher to do business with them? That's on daf Bays. Good. Number 10. Which daf do you discuss whether Megalgal on a Shavua the Rabban? That's on daf Memches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.